If there was a friend who never failed me to ask how I am, if there was a friend who never failed to inquire about my family, if there was a friend who would always contact me during the holidays, if there was a friend who religiously invited me home whenever we met, if there was a friend who always called back to make sure I reached home safely, if there was a friend who was a brother, a companion, and an ever-ready assistant, if there was a friend who would always be the first to apologize after an argument, if there was a friend who would take all my teasing with a smile and never retaliate, that friend would be Maulana Yusuf Abu Bakr Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi. There was a friend, a true friend. And that is who we are profiling this evening, respected listeners. We are speaking about Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Abu Bakr Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi. A friend of mine, I knew him also, alhamdulillah. I will also give some input. But to speak about him, I have my classmate, my sati, Maulana Abu Bakr Patel, Maulana Salamu Alaikum, Maulana Muhammad Patel. Maulana Salamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, jazakallah for taking out your time this evening. It's a very difficult task. It's not easy speaking about a brother live on air. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for your family as well.
Ameen, thumma ameen, Maulana.
Maulana, just get to your brother. Maulana, your brother, you want to give us a little bit of a brief family background regarding your brother?
Okay, Mosab, you, Maulana, Maaf. I'm just going to first say that please forgive me for the voice. You know, it's winter, it's the flu at the moment.
No problem.
Allah make it easy, inshallah. Maulana, my brother, Maulana Yusuf, affectionately known by many as Nunu, and the name that he has received from very small, from a very young age. But he had that quality of forbearance. So even in the later years, right up till the end, even any senior person, he was known by everyone, even our ustad, Maulana Shabir Sahab, he was known by everyone as Nunu. No one used to call him Yusuf. But Allah make his maghfirat, inshallah.
Ameen.
Maulana, he was the second of us three. We three siblings, alhamdulillah, we three brothers, me being the eldest, my brother Talha being the youngest, and my marfam brother being the middle one. Born basically in September 1989. Which makes him around 25, 26 presently. He would have been 26. His early days, he studied basically opposite the house, his primary school, which is the Forsberg Primary School. Then he moved on during his later years, basically his high school, into the Johannesburg Muslim School. While in school, my marhum brother, Maulana Yusuf, started doing hifz under the auspices of Maulana Nana, as well as the current hifz ustad of the Johannesburg Muslim School, Maulana Mazhar Kara. La subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for the efforts while with them in the class. And I matriculated in 2007. After that, my brother, deliberating on what should happen, he said no, he wants to go into the hifz class. And he took enrollment under the tutorship of Kari Iqbal Qazi in Madrasa Khairul Madaris, which you know is in Mayfair West. And being in Maulana's class for about 2 years, my brother completed his hifz in July of 2009. That was just before Ramadan. And being in Karisaf's class, upon his completion of hifz, he was requested by his ustad to join him in Taraweeh in Masjid Baitul Khair. That is the masjid that is adjacent to the madrasa. So this request came in from his honorable ustad, Kari Iqbal Sahab. And he joined him for his first Taraweeh in this masjid. And then after that, briefly, Maulana, in 2010, I started at the Jamia al-Ulum al-Islamiyah, the Darulum based at the Jamia. And he pursued his studies in the field of Alimiyat, in the field of Deen. And he had the privilege in his third year, in the end of his third year, which is the norm of the Jamia, where the boys of the third year go out, the students of the third year go to a foreign country. My brother had the honor of traveling with many of his classmates to Yemen. A very memorable safar he had, very memorable trip. Always used to speak about it right up till the end. Allah reward his satis for looking after him in that trip also. And then in, in at the end of 2013, Molana, my brother joined us, that is myself and a few cousins. We are approximately six cousins of us, of ours. Our Amir being our honorable senior cousin, Molana Yusuf Patel Sahab. He was our Amir, and we undertook, we spent some time, about 40 days in Bangladesh. A trip, if I could get Molana to come on air, then it will be extremely good. It was a trip Molana always remembers, and he always has very fond memories of Molana Yusuf himself.
Inshallah.
And then,
before we were respected listeners, we are speaking about Molana Yusuf Abu Bakr Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi. It's an open line. The number is 011-854-1548. You can briefly call us in and give us your interaction. Alternatively, what we're going to be requesting is that you send us a WhatsApp or a text message. The number is 071-878-9748. The first message coming in about Maulana Yusuf Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi. My son met him once, and after speaking to him, decided he wants to be just like him, an alim and a respected Muslim. That is the role models we want our children to have. He had such a beautiful and happy way of speaking to anyone, and always made you feel like someone special. Ji Maulana, please do carry on.
So, Maulana, he qualified in December 2015, which was the end of last year. We know he's the Asatiza of the Honorable Asatiza of the Jamia, Mala Mumtaz Sahab, Mufti Ismail Sahab, Mala Bars of Springs. He also had the honor of studying under my own Honorable Ustad, Mala Shabir and Mufti Bataul Haq Sahab, where they used to go to the Tarlum, and all Malana used to come here and give them some dars. And in his few years, he performed Tarawih in Horseshoe, the Horseshoe Masjid, which we know is just outside of Johannesburg. And on the 6th of January, which is the starting of this year, he undertook the safar, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, visiting the three marakis, you know, of Dawat al-Tabligh, namely starting off in Kakrail in Bangladesh, then moving on to Nizamuddin, and then moving on finally to Raiwin, where he finally passed away.
Before we get there, inshallah, another message coming in. Salams, Maulana. One of Maulana Yusuf Patel's salient qualities was his love for ulama and family. Allah put that quality in all of us. Ameen. Another message coming in. Maulana Awa Jamal from Rustenburg traveled with Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali from Bangladesh to India. All the Satis loved Maulana's personality, that we all became to Maulana, close to Maulana in a matter of few hours. The Ummah had lost a jewel. Truly, truly correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. There are some people, I tell you, that are just special in the eyes of Allah. And this is what we are here to learn. That if you can't find a special person, be a special person. And you will see how the Ummah will appreciate your akhlaq. I also knew Maulana very, very, many a times he would meet. Maulana had one salient quality whenever he met you. He said, Maulana, please make dua for me. And that was something we must make an habit. That if you meet anybody, ask them and just leave with a dua, you'll be amazed the power of dua that will come back, and that will be able to have an impact in your life. It's just something which is super amazing. See, Maulana, please do carry on.
See, Maulana, going on, before he reached, before undertaking this journey of his 4 months, he had the opportunity of visiting Haramain also for 2 weeks. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that trip of his. And he was in Umrah with his studies for 2 weeks, the friends that he traveled with. And then going on to Bangladesh and India. India, he had a very memorable time phoning us from there, telling us of the time. He had, they were the guest of our honorable and esteemed alim, Maulana Ashad Madani Sahab of Deoband. When they visited Deoband, they stayed at Maulana, and Maulana hosted them. And he had very fond memories every time phoning home, telling us the qualities of Maulana Arshad Sahab and the time that he had. From there, Maulana Arshad Sahab sent them to Maulana Talha Sahab, who is, you know, the esteemed son of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. And then going on to meet Sheikh Yunus, going to visit Jalalabad, the Khanqah of Jalalabad. And then while in Nizamuddin, they had the opportunity of sitting in the company of the various Akabirin of the Markaz, in particular, Maulana Ahmad Latsab, who he had some special family ta'alluq because of a few family members of ours, as well as a few uncles of mine, like Ibn Jazai Khair also.
Ameen.
And sitting there, when Maulana came now, Maulana Ahmad Latsab came to South Africa, and we told him about it. He says they actually came to meet me the night they were leaving for Pakistan. Just before leaving for Pakistan, they came and they made mulaqat and said, Maulana, make dua for us. We are en route to Pakistan tomorrow, inshallah. So this Maulana also had fond memories of who actually the person we were speaking about.
Carrying on, we have another message. Marhum Maulana Yusuf was a very lovable and passionate person. He would always be considerate to his friends and colleagues, always smiling and helpful towards all. He would be dearly missed by all our colleagues. May Allah fill his qabr with nur and grant him the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. That comes from Brother Hussein, Maulana Hussein Kachwi. Assalamu alaikum. Maulana Islam Patel, Nunu's cousin and neighbor. We share a single yard and grow up together. I share very fond memories. Most important is the lessons that I learned from him. Maulana, my name is Tahir Kotwal. I was with Maulana Yusuf Patel in class. I am currently unable to call, so I would like to message to be read out if possible. Maulana was not a star in the sky, but he was actually the moon. He outshined each one of us in character, in love and respect. He had many great qualities that far exceeded anything I can describe. For me, he was always someone who'd always count on at any time. There were days when... They say when days are dark, friends are few. Maulana was a friend. I always knew he would be there for me. I was the Amir of the class for 4 years. He would continuously advise me and phone me for advice. Maulana was a fun, charismatic character who spread joy and laughter wherever he went. He always put the happiness of others before his own. And now when I think of it, it's difficult for me to personally get over losing him. I take solace in the fact that his family is still there every time I miss my friend. I know his father will welcome me with a warm cup of tea and homemade cinnabons into their home so that I can feel close to him again. He was the best of us in his life, best of us in passing away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him the best of us. Before we carry on, we have his ustad, Maulana Mumtaz. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, some very emotional messages coming in about your shagir and student. What would you like to share with us regarding Maulana Yusuf Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi?
Yes, actually, it is a very difficult subject to speak about our dear student, and he was like a son to us, but Allah has accepted him, and Allah has taken him away. Inshallah, we all make dua for him that Allah grants him high ranks in Jannah, Shahada, inshallah. When we think of him, his picture, his face is still in our ears, in our eyes, as if I am seeing him, you know, smiling and full of life. It's very difficult to believe that he is gone from this world. But alhamdulillah, he was in a great cause. He was brought up as a Hafiz of Quran, then finished as a Alim, went in Dawat, in path of Allah, and in a very, very special place, he's buried with very, very great people who have made sacrifices for the sake of Allah. He is buried there. So I think Allah has selected him. Looking at our hearts and his family's hearts, we know that we are missing him, and it's very difficult.
Maulana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for yourself, the madrasa, and all the friends as well, inshallah.
He was, as I think I was listening just now to his brother also, may Allah grant him and grant whole family a lot of sabr. We make dua for them.
Amen.
He has had a lot of qualities. I think very, very major quality in him was his sabr. We, as ustad and as colleagues also, we used to trouble him many times, you know, because like he will send us a message, make dua for my family.
Mm-hmm.
He will always, in every dua, he will mention that my family. So I told him, you are not even married. What family you are talking about? So he said, no, my parents, my cousins, my brothers, I got a very big family.
Subhanallah.
I used to tell him many times, you are the mayor of Fordsburg. This old Fordsburg is under your control. And you got long list of people, you know, for what, which family member we must make dua for. You got a big family, man. Then he used to laugh. And if I start reading for you his messages, he used to send me messages while he was in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, even when he was locally here, before he went, when he was leaving, when they got visas, he kept his asatiza, all, everybody, in, he was in touch with asatiza. And he was actually, you can say, a special student of his class. With his colleagues and with his asatiza, he was a very, very popular person, always smiling and always ready to apologize. If he does, hardly he does anything, but he was always ready to apologize.
SubhanAllah.
Excellent reciter of Quran also when we were doing Bukhari. And in Kitab al-Tafsir, many a time we asked him that you must read Ibadah today. And he will gladly accept it. And then he will recite Quran al-Kareem in between, in a beautiful way. And I remember sometime we asked him, who was your ustaz in Hifz? They say, it's Qari Iqbal Sahib.
SubhanAllah.
And that's how he used to. He was very proud of his asatiza, even Hifz asatiza. And I tell you about the Jamia and about his colleagues. He was a man who will always fight for it and all love for it. He had a lot of love for Jamia, a lot of love for his asatiza.
Mu'ana, jazakallah so much for your time this evening. Much, much appreciated.
May Allah reward you for having me on this.
Ameen, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I can remember the day as if yesterday, the first day I spent with Mu'ana Yusuf Patel. A classmate blessed with immense innocence, kindness and extraordinary big heart. My dear classmate Yusuf was not just a friend. He was a brother. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed our class that far beyond the relationship of being satis, we are closer than brothers. Yusuf was our most beloved brother, whom often we had to look after and see to, partly because of his extreme innocence and also because of his illness. Yusuf ought to be an example of perseverance, persistence, and encouragement for any student studying. Despite having severe eczema and problem with his vision, he always read Ibarat right through to the end of our Dora year. Yusuf's life evolved around two things, his Jamia and his Meifei Juma Masjid. He defended these two institutions as if though they were really his own. His attachment to his alma mater and his masjid are a testimony to those who he was and to the things which he really held dear. From amongst all his great attributes, two which I fondly remember, his immense love for his family, asatiza and pious, as well as us classmates. And number two, him constantly reminding us to read Durood Sharif. My heart aches when I remember my beloved brother Yusuf. Not a day passes by without some memory crossing our mind. And this comes from Maulana Muhammad Ishaq, from one of the friends that qualified with Maulana on air. There's so many messages coming in, respected listeners. I'm just battling to keep up with all the messages that are coming in. Another message comes in, a true gem, one of a kind, with patience, perseverance. Through his ailments, full of humor and kind words. A genuine smile and always welcoming and hospitable. Always spoke high of his teachers, especially his alims, and held all of them in high esteem. From the kids to the elderly. On parting, one would always ask for maaf and request duas. Sincere in whatever he did and would go out of his way to assist. Truly must. A weekly durood reminder without fail every Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest pedestal in Jannah. And his small and his smile lives in our memories forever. A truly jovial personality. This comes from the Lahe family in Delmas. And this is we are discussing, respected listeners, the life of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Abu Bakr Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi, who perhaps was young in age, but there's a lot that we could learn from him. We're going to ask Brother Muhammad Bilal, that he's our engineer this evening, to get some of our other guests on and to be able to get some of these people where we can learn that interacted with Maulana so that we may appreciate and we may be able to understand what an impact being young can have in the life of anybody. Age doesn't matter, respected listeners. Really, I think I would like to drive this point home. You could be young, but you could have an impact in the ummah. And this is what we learned today. Maulana Muhammad Patel, I would like to come back to you and just ask you, as a brother, what kind of an individual was he to you as a brother, Maulana?
Mani Ubaidullah Sahib, you know, it's a very difficult question to answer.
Gee.
Because this, you know, when there's siblings around, we always had loggerheads. But you know, this unique quality and, you know, being my parents will probably laugh at me at that side, but being emotional, listening to all the messages coming through from the friends, from the Asatiza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Mala Mumtaz al-Haq for all his kind words, and we request him that he keeps my brother in his du'as.
Ameen.
You know, from being, having Yusuf in the house, you know, we were just putting a few things, you know, we just to say it, you know, I know you're going to come to the question of his outstanding qualities.
Gee,
but before I say anything, you know, we are Islam, saying something to the effect, وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا, that do not regard any good, any small deed as insignificant, or any deed as insignificant. Allah, Malana, you know, my brother never had any, you know, in terms of, we would say, something we would call some outstanding qualities. It's the small things in his life that matters. From myself, whatever it was, even if I was wrong, he would tell me, you know what, don't do things like this, or watch what you say. Or, you know, this person is an elder, watch how you address the matter. You know, always worrying about us and telling us, you know what, just keep the good ta'alluq with everyone. Because to him, his family came first. You know, while out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got a message from my cousin Aslam next door. Allah reward him for his kind words. You know, I think my brother missed his nikah. But he was phoning so often to say that, you know, I wish I was there for your nikah. We live together in one yard and I'm missing the nikah of yours. To such an extent, the day he was entering the function for his walima, my brother decides to phone him and says, you know what, please make dua for me. And I'm missing this function of yours. And in his time, he phoned all my uncles, he phoned all my aunties, all his aunties, all his uncles, asking him for du'as. And he would phone me to say, where are you? Can I phone? I want to speak to this person. I want to speak to that person. And his family was first, as Mala Mumtaz says, that whatever it was, his family always came first.
SubhanAllah. We have with us a very close friend, and we have a very emotional caller at the moment. Why I say that is because Morana was with him when he passed away in his last journey. Morana Luna Sahab. Morana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, very well. Maulana, I'm going to ask you two questions. Basically, your interaction with Maulana, and I would like you to take us through the last journey that you had together with Maulana, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, first, I'd like to say salamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam. And JazakAllah for the opportunity to speak about such a noble person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think it's appropriate we begin with the ayat of Quran, so just we can get a bit of a feel of what's the reward in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of somebody who passes away in the path of Allah. Alhamdulillah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة ومن يخرج من بيته معابرا من الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Very briefly in the ayat of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person who leaves his house is a muhajir, migrating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Physical hijra from one place to another, which Mawlana Yusuf Abu Bakr Patel left his home for the Mubarak journey of Tabligh, and obviously undergoing the journey of Umrah first, and also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tarbiyat, etc., wa rasulihi, and also to try and bring the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And if this person, Allah says in Quran, if mawt overtakes him in such a state when he's a muhajir in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know very well indeed his reward is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know very well Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very forgiving and merciful. So Mawlana Yusuf Tabil said this ayat so beautifully, and it's such an honor to have such a friend in my life. And actually his father would many a time tell us and thank us for the little that we have done for him in the path of Allah. But I would always tell his parents that we have been given an opportunity to serve somebody who is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regards to our journey, we went for Umrah first. He was very excited. Initially, he was a bit confused whether to come for Umrah or go for Jamaat with the other parties. But So then he made a decision to come with us for Umrah. And he hasn't been for Umrah, I think, since a very young age. And when he came with us for Umrah, he spent the 2 weeks of his, alhamdulillah, in such a way. He actually brought tears to my eyes many a times. What is illness? Sometimes his leg would pain for him, tawaf, in Medina Sharif, walking from the hotel to the haram, etc. But he underwent all of these difficulties. And what all of these difficulties, eczema, etc., his earnestness and his loyalty and his fervor to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was something else. Something that brought great lessons to my life. And also his journey when he went to Bangladesh and to India and Pakistan, lastly. His fervor, as the qualities we mentioned in the various messages he came, and just to reiterate some of his qualities which were prevalent in Jamaat, which obviously he mentioned, that you actually get to know a person when you travel with him. And these qualities, alhamdulillah, was more prevalent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we spend most of our time with him. His tolerance and tahammul and sadr, his appreciation for people, for the little bit we have done for him. Sometimes he would ask for water, get me this, get me that. He would say that to work Allah for it. He sent us messages sometimes also. And another quality which I say I've learned from him, especially in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was he never backbited about anybody. Many a time something would be sort of going to what he liked in Jamaat, etc. He never spoke bad of anybody. He never complained about any situation. He was always happy. And he always had the quality of Rada bil Qadha. He was always happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also his loyalty and association. His, was the Jamia, JNS, etc., his school, his masjid, as he mentioned before also. To such an extent, even in the state of his, after the accident when he was in hospital, before the operation, I was with him sitting together. And I was giving him tarjeeh, and said, "No, you'll be okay, inshallah." He was very worried because he always feared the losing of blood on one occasion. He always mentioned to us in class that he went for cupping on one occasion and he lost a little blood and he fainted. So he said that, "I don't know how I'm going to manage the operation, make dua for us, etc." Then he said, "Please, please tell my asatiza, tell my family, tell all of them to make dua." And how many times he made me and told me. And this showed his loyalty and association, even in this state of his generosity and how many occasions he would buy things for us and not ask from us the money, etc. And his love, his care, his soft-heartedness. The people in Tashkil, every Tashkil loved him dearly. And they said he's a special person in the sight of Allah. They could feel the warmth in his heart. And they felt in the amount of ease and comfort, he was always a pleasant person to be with. Very pleasant and very, you would feel warm automatically, very jovial. He never complained about anything. And one very great quality of his also, which I've noticed in the path of Allah, was his great quality of respect and adab for the Shiar of Islam. With regards to the Quran, the Masajid, etc., he had great respect. On one occasion in Umrah, he was relaxing in the room, and the Quran was in the shelf, and the shelf was a little open, not in line with our feet, but more towards the right-hand side. He said, "Close the cupboard because the Quran is there." And I said, "Do you know the Quran is on the right-hand side on my feet?" He said, No, it's the Quran, please close the cupboard. So he just shows his adab for the Shia of Islam. Here his brother mentioned earlier, it's not the great things in life. I mean, the thing of life, in life which matters most is the basic things which we take for granted. His basic qualities which you heard in Sifat, even Sifat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And there's so many other things which I think I could touch on. But one thing in particular I think which I need to mention is he sent a message before beginning the final year of Ali. And I would love to quote this message using his words. He said that, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected ulama and khufar al-kiram and receiver of this message, I sincerely and humbly request you for special dua as I begin the final year of my alim career. I humbly ask to please forgive me for any wrong done to you in any way, knowing to you or unknown to you. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me for the deen. Grant me the best of dunya, of qabr and akhirat, and death in Masjid Nabawi as a martyr. And death in Masjid Nabawi as a martyr. Jazakallah khairan, Yusuf Abu Bakr Patel."
Allahu Akbar.
So this is his great father, one of the after his janazah, one of the elders of Merkez was given a tarjeeh in one of the bayans. And he mentioned this. He said, "It was the quality of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to have the fervor of shaharit in the path of Allah." And I asked myself really, the gathering, how sure are we to pass away in the path of Allah? We feel we're not ready. But on several occasions, in front of the Kaaba also, in the last year we were leaving, I was together with him at the Mulkazam. And he's making dua and he says that we're leaving, but please make dua, we come again, inshallah, and I pass away in Mecca and Medina. So I said, "Ameen," softly in my heart. He said, "No, say Ameen loudly, And make dua, I come back and I pass away in the path of Allah." So I said, "Ameen, inshallah." So it was a great desire, Allah fulfilled his wish. and allow me to take those people in such a way who actually desire such death. So it's a lesson for myself and all of us also out there.
I want you to take us through the accident and subsequent to that, and then further on take us to the burial of Maulana, inshallah, if you don't mind.
The day that he passed away was the 26th of April, 3 weeks prior to that, in the first few days of April. We were in Kohat. The Kohat is it's a village in Pakistan. It's close to the Afghanistan border. And about maybe 12 hours away from Raiwind in Lahore city. And we spent about 20 days in West Kashmir with five Saturdays of ours from our class, and obviously Pakistani brothers, alhamdulillah. And on the second last day before we departed, back to Lahore, our Tashkir, we decided to go to visit one of the madaris, and very close by, and we were making a tartib to put one Mulana to pick us up, etc. And the day which I still remember very vividly, is from Abu Bakr tartib. He woke up very early, before all of us. He woke up very early. We had a nice shower, we wore new clothes, he put his turban on, and he said to us, Wirdul Latif. He used to read Wirdul Latif every single day. Even during his illness in the hospital, he would ask for, where is the Wirdul Latif, I don't know, the kitab of his. And he read Quran. He was also sitting in the gathering of Ta'aleem. He even told us before we left that let's read Turaqat Salatu Safar before we leave also. Then when we went to the place where the car was waiting for us, there was another car on the main road which couldn't come to the actual masjid, so the tartib was made that we should go with the rickshaw, because we were eight satis. Go with the rickshaw, with one rickshaw and the other satis in the car. The rickshaw would go to the main road and meet the other vehicle. So we were deciding on who to go in the car, etc. And Yusuf said, I'm ready to go in the rickshaw. This was the level of ikram, despite his illness and his years of patriarchy, etc. But he said, not, I'll go in the rickshaw. So I went with him. I sat at the back of the rickshaw with one Pakistani brother. And he sat next to the driver. And there's another Pakistani brother also in front. So there were three in front and two of us at the back. And just as we left the masjid around the corner, the rickshaw was driving a bit fast. And another rickshaw from the side, from the left-hand side, he didn't see the rickshaw that we were going with, and obviously came flying across. And our rickshaw, being a three-wheeler, didn't obviously try to swerve and avoid the collision, but we collided with the rickshaw, and the rickshaw overturned. And on the side of Maulana Yusuf, marhum Abu Bakr Patel, on his side, and his left leg, his former bone, was fractured in two places in his wrist. The rickshaw had fell onto him. And immediately we rushed to hospital, the same day in the Kawahat Hospital. In the Kawahat Hospital, they did x-rays on him, and they couldn't do much with the hospital because of it being a public hospital, etc. We made mashwara with our Amir Saab. He phoned Rai Merkez, and the Rai Merkez decided that the whole Jamaat should actually leave early and go back to Lahore, because the treatment in Lahore is better, and there are surgeons who are connected to the Merkez, etc., who can do a better job. So we organized an ambulance at the same time, and we put Abu Bakr Patel Saab in the ambulance, and I was with him, and a few other Saabs also joined in the ambulance, and the rest of the Saturday were in a normal quantum-like vehicle. Then we went back. The journey from Kohat to Lahore was about 12 hours. A very gruesome journey for us. We were all tired, and especially from Maulana Saab, because he took painkillers, etc., but he was still awake because of the pain. The operation had not been done as yet. And when we reached Lahore, it was early in the morning still. We went to Merkez, dropped off the other part of the Jamaat, and we went immediately to Jinnah Hospital. Jinnah Hospital is in Lahore, and when we went to Jinnah Hospital, then we got in contact with the surgeon, etc., and the operation was done. And the operation was done. We stayed one day at Jinnah Hospital, and I met with the surgeon just after the operation, and he said, Alhamdulillah, the surgeon's name was Dr. Irfan. He said, Alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah, the operation was successful, etc. And inshallah, he should be walking in 2 days, 10 days, etc. But alhamdulillah, our hopes are very high. I immediately contacted his brother, etc., and told him that alhamdulillah, it has been done successfully, and now we hope, inshallah, a speedy recovery from him. Then he stayed a night in Jinnah Hospital, and then we moved him over to a different hospital, Farhan Hospital, which was also in Lahore. It was a private hospital, apparently in a Hajisat of Merkez, and of Rai Merkez, and Mana Jamshirta Marhum also stayed in that hospital. So we took him to the hospital, and he had a private room in the corner of the hospital. And he stayed there for approximately 2 weeks. We were working in the 2 weeks, alhamdulillah, and we had an opportunity. Again, Summa alhamdulillah, we were given the opportunity to spend a little time with him and whatever he needed in that time, because his parents were not yet in Pakistan at the time. So we spent time with him in the hospital, and the Americans made our tashkil to a masjid very close to the hospital, so it made it easier for us to get to and fro from the masjid to the hospital, because from Rai Markaz to Farhan Hospital was quite a distance, approximately 1.5 hours. So it became gruesome and taxing to go every day 1.5 hours, come back, and have a shift of 2 Saturdays going and staying over the night, and another 2 Saturdays coming. So, but alhamdulillah, we managed with the favor of Allah. We looked after him as much as we could, to the best of our ability. And in the time also, he was very calm and relaxed. But on one occasion, I remember very vividly in hospital, I was speaking to him, and he was mentioning to me the way his grandfather had passed away. And he said my grandfather also had a similar injury. He fractured his bone, and he passed away from that injury, a clot went to his heart, etc. I said, no, that's the way he passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will give you speedy recovery, taking tarheed, etc. And but Allah knew better also. So then, after that, he stayed about 2 weeks in Farhan Hospital. Towards the end, the last 2 days before when his parents came, they came from the airport, we picked them up, they came straight to the hospital. And he met with his parents, and he spoke to his father, and he said, no, make dua, not too well. But his recovery in the 3 weeks wasn't very speedy. So we were questioning the doctors all the time, what is the reason for it, he's losing so much blood. He said, no, he'll be fine, inshallah, he should be walking, getting up, he can't leave his legs stable all the time. But Allah knew better what was happening inside his leg. And then his parents decided that we move into a different hospital. They weren't very happy with the facility there. So we moved into a doctor's hospital, which was also in Lahore, in the private hospital, alhamdulillah. And then he stayed there for a week, and his parents were with him. And we were 2 or 3 days with his parents, then we went back to Markaz and the Tashkif. And in that week, for a few days, he lost a lot of blood. And his blood was B negative. And B negative is a very scarce blood type. So it was a bit of a problem to get blood, to get donors, etc. He was getting donors, he was losing blood. It went on for 2 or 3 days. And but alhamdulillah, at that hospital, they found the cause of the bleeding, that one of the veins were ruptured, and they sorted it out. So, alhamdulillah, we got very happy also, and we started eating more, and alhamdulillah, was speaking more, etc. And he was normal. Actually, they took off the machines, what his mother was telling us. They took off the machines, etc., from him. They even said he doesn't need a 24-hour nurse anymore. And alhamdulillah, he was okay. And all of a sudden, alhamdulillah, his mother and him were in the hospital, and his brother and him, and the way he passed away. When we were on tashkil in Tarim, I was on maybe making some burgers, and we got the message from a phone call from his father, who said that he started crying on the phone and said, you know what, you guys should rush to the hospital. So we immediately, you know, started came, and we all made arrangements, and we went to the hospital. But we didn't know what happened. We were thinking maybe, you know, he's unconscious or this or that. So in the car, I phoned his brother, his younger brother, who was with his father and his mother at the hospital, and they said that he started crying also, and he said, you still didn't make it. At that moment, we were sitting in the car, I just froze. I didn't know what to say. I put my head down in the seat, and I couldn't fathom what was happening at that moment. We rushed to the hospital, went straight to the room, met his father just raised his hands, and alhamdulillah, one of the colleagues of his father, which I've seen also, he was very patient and very happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that state also, he resorted to salah and sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bisabri wa salah. That all people who believe, seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabr and salah. So his father, alhamdulillah, he underwent the situation, a lot of sabr and tahammul. And we went straight to the room where he was. At that time, obviously, it passed away already. We went to the room, and alhamdulillah, I remember very vividly the picture of Marhum Mawlana Yusuf Saab. Radiant with nur. I had never seen his face in my life before, but such nur on his face and a smile on his face. And we know that he had a bad eczema on his face and his neck, etc. But that day, the sight that I seen, alhamdulillah, the nur on his face, and I knew already, this Saati Rawat had been accepted to die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another thing which I think is important to mention, after the janazah, etc., we went back to the Markaz, and we met one Saati after a week or so. One of those brothers who were very involved in the janazah and the burial, etc., he had a dream of Mawlana Yusuf Saab. But we weren't still taking our names down to go to our next venue, and this brother was taking our names down, and he recognized me, and he said, I recognize you from the janazah. So I said, gee, I didn't recognize him as yet. And he revealed to me who he was, and I recalled who he was. And he said, I was looking for one of the satis to relay this dream to. So I said, okay, go over, what's the dream? And he said, I dreamt just after the janaza that I seen a friend, very, very happy, a lot of dirt on his face, smiling, and he had white clothes, he had a white imama also, and he patted this brother on the back. So that was the dream that this brother had. So alhamdulillah, these are all signs to us of what a fortunate friend, what a fortunate person he was, and how close he was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallah for your time this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Jazakallah. Before we conclude, we just want to speak, Maulana Yusuf Patel said, to mention regarding a cousin on air would be tough, being the second of my alim cousins who tasted martyrdom. Maulana Yusuf enjoys martyrdom because being out in the path of Allah, being a musafir, meeting up in an accident. He's been buried in a special qabristan amongst people who gave and continue to give their lives. To find this fortune is self-explanation of how special he has been. Mufti Radaul Haq, after the martyrdom of Yusuf, mention of a certain alim of Pakistan who wrote in his wasiyat that he was to be passed away in Pakistan, he must be buried in Raiwin. However, he passed away in Medina. Three sterling qualities of Maulana Yusuf amongst many was his respect and willingness to serve Asatiza and institutions of education, constantly clearing himself from accountability by asking for forgiveness and du'as, and not a Jummah passed, he did not send the following simple message, recite durood, make maaf, make du'a, on behalf of the entire family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. I'm going to ask the family to just forgive me, whichever messages are unable to read. It was quite a bit of messages that had come in, and they're still coming in. Maulana, before we close up, some final comments from your side.
You know, it's been really emotional listening to what Maulana Yusuf Saab has, my cousin Maulana Yusuf Saab, the message he sent, together with Maulana Yusuf Lunat. I haven't met him still after returning. Inshallah, we should meet soon. But just a few things, Maulana, you know, that we can bring into our life that I've learned from my brother is you should always tell us, you know, the cleanliness of heart. He used to always quote, and he used to reprimand us. He never used to worry who it was. I'm talking about myself and my brother, my younger brother, and the household. Saying that Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, used to say that if a person has 99 bad qualities, but he has one good quality, just speak about the good quality of this person. So he say he used to always have husnizan of people. He say you don't know what's in the heart of the people that Allah will accept him one day. So always think good of the people. And as they were mentioning that the patriotism he had for his institutes of learning, whether it was the school, whether it was the Jamia, the Masjid, the Ustad. But another unique thing he had, Maulana, just to end it off,
mm-hmm.
If you give me 2 or 3 minutes.
Sure, Maulana.
He is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. That whenever you intend doing something in the future, say inshallah. Whether it was my parents, whether it was my honorable parents, myself, you used to always say inshallah. If you say, okay, we'll say. You say, just say, inshallah, it's not going to harm you. Inshallah, Allah will make it happen. And if there was a dua, you used to always say, Ameen. And he used to always ask my parents for dua. Something that we're lacking myself also is whatever he used to say, whether he was leaving the house even for salah, he used to tell my respected mother, mommy, make dua for me. Or make dua, my tarawih goes well. Or one day he was sitting in the room when the three brothers, we were sitting with my mother, my respected mother, and he said, mommy, do you make dua for us? So he used to always bank on the du'as of his ustad and the parents, knowing the parents of the du'as of the parents are readily accepted by Allah. And Maulana,
I would just like to say Jazakallah, it was a very emotional program. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for your father. I know how difficult it is. I know him also very well. He, you know, it's not an easy thing for a father or a brother to speak about somebody. And this was an eye-opener for the listeners as well as for us, that you can be young, but you can have an impact in the ummah, and your akhlaq is something that will make people appreciate you even when you're not here.
True, Maulana. You know, we make dua and we request the duas of everyone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his shahadat. And we hope that one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his intercession on our behalf.
Ameen, inshallah.
And just one more thing, you know, the consolement to the family is when you hear the great Akabirin and the great ulama of our country and as well as abroad, when they're consoling you through the words of Nabi alayhi salam with regards to the Basharat and the glad tidings of a shaheed. You know, that's the consolement we're living on at the moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. You know, honestly, my parents were there with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for the khidmat.
Ameen, ameen.
You know, staying 18, 19 hours in a hospital a day, it wasn't easy. My brother, very taxing on him. I mean, coming back, we used to speak to my younger brother, Talha, and he says, you know, the people, the family are telling him, we never used to answer our calls or our messages. He says, you know what, the phone was only beeping the whole day. Because my parents, he had the phone, he had to phone doctors, he had to speak to everyone at home, he had to speak to me also, and I used to nag him the whole day, you know, Allah reward him for his sabr with me also, and make our bond even closer, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah.
Just make dua for us, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us,
ameen.
And make it easy for the ummah at large, inshallah.
Jazakallahu khair. Salaamu alaykum.
Jazakallah for the program, Mawlana, may Allah reward you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakallah. Before we close, one of his friends, Mawlana Safwan, had written a poem. I'm just going to read through it briefly, and then afterwards, inshallah, we close. Oh, I be generous in crying, as I have lost a friend full of compassion and caring. He was certainly sweet, ever ready and blessed. For the upliftment of the deen of Allah, he passed away as a mujahid. He was extremely generous in every instance, productive of whatever he loved, honorable and supportive. He encountered whatever the weird stories used to claim about evil in his beloved ones until these stories were eradicated. And the death of Nunu is not the death of a single person, but it is the structure of an entire nation that has collapsed. O my Lord, have mercy upon him and keep him steadfast and grant his close ones patience and grant him a friend who will give him company until he meets his damsels in the highest stages of Jannah, happily and forever. Indeed, Allah has taken close one of his beloved servants, and Allah has freed him, so he is at rest, well and honored. O Lord, gather him and Safwan in the year after in the high ranks of the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that, inshallah, we close. I once again apologize. Those people, I was unable to read their messages or something. Please do forgive me. It was a jam-packed program, and we had to go through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that each one of us, we live an honorable death, and we die an honorable death, and we are then gathered in the hashar among the honorable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.